gorgeous confines of Melbourne, Australia, across the USA and 61 countries spanning the globe, Expat Progressive Radio presents The Bill Show with Bill and Randall. Now fasten your seatbelts, kids, because here are the loudest fat lefties on the net, Bill and Randy.
And welcome to The Bill Show, number 106, with my compatriot, partner in crime, and all-around great guy, Mr. Randall Berger!
Oh, thank you, William. I thought somebody else had walked in. It's Randall Berger with Bill, and we're doing number 106. They said we never make it.
They did. I don't know who they are.
But yeah, but, you know, everybody likes to talk about you. Yeah.
Have you been looking at, my God, what's been happening this week? Because you and we talked.
Yes. We talk often. The things that have been happening this week, I can't tell you.
Glorioski.
Yeah.
We have too much. Too much to deal with.
So to deal with. It's like we almost could have just phoned it in.
Yes, I think we could. I have been so depressed because I've been looking at the polls.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. This is really bothering me, Randall.
It is. It's bothering me, too. It's like, for some reason, people have decided, like they did here, to teach the Democrats or the liberals a lesson.
You know, you and I live overseas.
Oh, well overseas, on the other side of the world.
That's right. Yeah. But, you know, we still vote. Yeah. I mean, especially this time. You know, this time was absolutely necessary to vote. But I live in, you know, I vote from Massachusetts.
We actually live in tomorrow, so we'll be able to tell them who won.
That's right. That would be good. Let's kind of take a look at the polls that are kind of depressing. Yeah. Oh, my God. According to the Huffington Post, and I picked a friendly poll. Yeah. The Huffington Post track of over 1,000 public polls gives the GOP a 68% chance of winning the Senate, as opposed to 32% by the Democrats. They are ahead in South Dakota. Well, that's not really
that's up. Not surprising.
Louisiana,
folks are down where I come from.
Louisiana, this. Oh God, I hate.
No, Louisiana.
Louisiana.
No, Louisiana.
And I've got Grimes McConnell, which is my favorite.
Kentucky.
Grimes McConnell.
The Kentucky Derby.
Mitch McConnell, 4 points ahead.
Of Grimes.
Over Grimes. In Arkansas, you've got the Republican ahead. Alaska, you got the Republican ahead. Colorado, you got the Republican ahead. Iowa, with Joni Ernst, who is a fucking idiot. She is a fucking idiot. Joni Ernst is, I've been watching her campaign. I got a few ads from the Ernst campaign.
Uh-huh.
And Kansas, we
have.
Is she
the one that was shooting at clay pigeons?
That's it. She just loves shooting shit. But this is one, I can't spoil it for you, but it is the most distasteful ad I have ever
seen. I'm Joni Ernst, and I shoot, and if you don't agree with, and I agree with this ad, if you don't agree with it, I'm going to fucking shoot you.
You can always tell the Republican ads, you know? I got a gun, or I'm doing some macho shit while I'm doing it. You want to hear some
ads? Is that
ads?
A gun in my pants, or am I just glad to see you?
You want to hear some really funny ads?
I just can't wait, because I love American political ads.
I love political ads, okay? And these are some of the best that I've managed to campaign on, just for
it's
you.
It's something to break up Folgers and Sara Lee or something.
That's right. So this is like, for all you guys out there, this is like the Republican ads that I find to be hilarious. The first one is this is a Republican candidate, and I don't have his name here, but I it's a Republican. I will find out the guy's name. I'm sorry, it just went off. But this TV ad features the Republican candidate standing in a field with donkeys.
Full of donkeys.
Yes.
And who?
Because the donkeys are
jackasses.
And they also represent the
Democrats. Well, so, were you connecting the dots with me? Actually, a jackass and a donkey are different animals.
This is an actual ad that actually is running right now. Here it is. Uh-huh.
You're not a victim. You're a patriot. You're an opportunist. Let's take advantage of it, okay?
They don't listen to me. You know, I've been talking to these guys forever, and they still do not listen. Unbelievable. You know, all these guys want is they want more shelter, they want more feed, but yet the government's making it harder on me. They're taxing me to death. I can't afford to build that. When I don't build it, they think I owe it to them. See, all you guys want, you want a handout. I don't have something in it, now you're getting mad again, okay? Years ago, we didn't have this problem. But now it's just a hassle to get them to do anything. Don't turn your head. I know you're embarrassed because you're part of the problem, all right? But we can turn it around. These donkeys don't live in the United States of France. They live in the United States of America.
These donkeys do not live in the United
States of France.
They live in the United States of America.
That man was standing in a field talking to donkeys. You guys just want a handout. What do you want me to give you, some hay?
I love, he's arguing with livestock.
Yeah, donkeys.
Now, imagine if you will, this is the next one.
Oh, yes.
This is Mary, this is the defeat, the Democratic challenger in Louisiana is Mary Landrieu, and she's a Democrat. So the NRA is coming out for Cassidy, and they're running these kind of really scary ones. Where, it's a woman alone. She's like in her apartment, and it's alone. It's like shadows. Yeah. Oh, my God. Something's bad happened. I've seen movies like this. Something bad always happens, you know? And the NRA voiceover says this.
It happens like that. The police can't get there in time. How you defend yourself is up to you. It's your choice. But Mary Landrieu voted to take away your gun rights. Vote like your safety depends on it. Defend your freedom. Defeat Mary Landrieu. The NRA Political Victory Fund is responsible for the content of this advertising.
That Mary Landrieu's.
Oh, because she once probably voted responsibly.
The NRA is running this kind of like B-grade horror movie.
You never know when it's going to happen.
Scare everyone.
These big black guys are going to come into your house and rape you.
That's right. Mary Landrieu is going to steal my guns.
Yeah, and then you'll be raped.
But you came up with... Yeah, you.
Me.
Randall Berger, you clever guy.
Yeah.
You came up with probably the most honest GOP ad that you will ever hear.
Who said there's no truth in advertising?
Listen to this. Scare of the Young Turks.
Majestic. Young people, minorities, gays, and women.
I know we don't talk much, but this election we have a favor to ask of you.
Don't vote on November 4th.
We've made some desperate attempts to win you over, but let's be honest, it's just getting awkward.
We don't get you people.
We've spent the past 6 years doing nothing, so you'd give up on the whole hope and change thing and leave the policy decisions to us.
Rich white men, protecting our own self-interest.
Self-interest like money. Money, 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 money.
Money balls.
Money trees.
Money in the shape of sexy women.
We own America. Why is this so complicated?
We've done our part to make not voting easier for you.
Gerrymandering, changing voting laws, eliminating early voting.
Making fake voting stations out of refrigerator boxes.
'Cause fuck you. But there's only so much we can do. The rest is up to you.
So don't vote.
Don't vote.
I think you should not vote.
And let us forge a new America, one that's not hampered by minimum wage laws or overtime pay or regulations on credit derivative swaps.
That celebrates diversity of income based on gender and race.
It isn't plagued by discussions of police brutality or inequality.
Can I get help?
God!
If global warming is real, then why is there ice in my drink? Take that, science.
But if all you liberals stay at home this November, Republicans will take back the Senate and we'll be free, unfettered by pesky attempts to overturn Citizens United or maintain net neutrality.
No more of your blah 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 lady laws or blah 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 immigration.
No more nagging about student loan reform or equal pay for equal work.
Sure, it would give you more money, but what would you spend it on?
Clothes, food, a down payment on a house?
That's not what keeps the economy moving.
We have better ideas.
Like paying successful corporations to create jobs for you.
Lowering the business taxes so we businessmen don't actually pay taxes.
And space fracking.
So, this November 4th, refuse to do your job as a citizen just like we do in Congress.
Play video games.
Watch your Telemundo.
Smoke your jukas. Watch your lesbian jail shows.
ride your fixies, drink craft beer, cook, or watch puppy videos. Keep vining, sexting, grinding, Skyping, pinning, twerking, whatever it is you people are doing, and leave the governing to us. Just let us win.
Don't vote.
Stay home. For Mitch. Hmm? Boop. Boop. Reminds me of my grandma.
Old turkey neck.
This is how we put him to sleep in the chambers.
And that message proudly brought to you by the Republican Party.
No, it wasn't really. It was the Young Turks taking a piss. It was very good, though, wasn't it?
Oh, man, that was
you were laughing.
That's a cracker. I've heard that like
five times.
I've heard that. You got to see the video.
Oh, yeah. Please, log on.
You showed me the video.
Yeah, it's on YouTube. It's just called Honest Republican Ad.
By the Young Turks. Just Young look up Honest Republican.
Well, actually, Young Turks Network, they have their own YouTube channel.
Yeah, absolutely hilarious. Absolutely hilarious. Now, we...
Many.
How can there be global warming when there's ice in my drink?
You know, that's lovely.
I've actually heard people say stuff that's almost as fucking absurd.
Yeah. But they don't, yeah.
It's snowing out.
Yeah. So, I mean, how is that for warming? They just don't understand the principles of refrigeration.
Oh, God. Well, listen, for our next little segment we're going to be doing...
This is a regular segment now?
This is a semi-recurring segment.
Oh, okay.
Semi-recurring segment. Why would you vote for the Republicans now? Why would you do this in the midterm? Because the Republicans have what we like to call at the Bill Show a...
History of shit.
Gosh, I love it when you do that scary, wobbly thing with your voice.
What do you mean, the Republicans?
World of shit.
No, it's
history of shit.
Yes, it is our semi-regular segment.
Oh, we have the technology.
History of shit. Now, this history of shit is basically. Oh, some of you are going to all go out and try to convince your middle of the roaders that they should probably vote Democrat right now. And we're going to give you some ammunition to do that. Because in the time in which Obama has been president, people saying, well, it's all Obama's fault, Obama's terrible. Listen, folks, let's take a look at some of the stuff that the House of Representatives have blocked. They have blocked over 500 bills of legislation. There is a reason why Washington doesn't work. And it's not the Democrats. It's the Republicans. And people go, how can you say that, Bill? I can say that because I happen to have the facts right here.
I know. Let's have a look at them.
Okay. So first, we're going to give it a little bit more entertainment kind of thing.
Not more,
so,
not real, no, no, reverb.
Oh. I'd like to introduce to this... The theme from Monty Python's Flying Circus playing right under us. Here it is.
It's John Philip Sousa. Hello.
Now it's the Monty Python gang.
Yeah, okay.
And these are some of the bills.
You know, it's called the Liberty Bell March.
It is not
British.
I know.
It is not written by Monty Python. It's John Philip Sousa.
But I always thought it was just the Monty Python.
No, it's the Liberty Bell March.
Well, I stand
You know that big thing in Philadelphia that's got a crack in it?
Is it?
And I just don't mean the local Republican mayor.
No. No, it is. But here are some reasons why you should tell your friends, don't vote Republican.
Especially if you're a woman.
These are some of the things that the Republicans voted against. Randy, you have the first one.
Now, Obama did a lot of things even without Republican support. And it seems that the Republicans never agree with that accusation. Now, here's a list that has been compiled by the Bill Show on the web. And let's see if somebody on their side of the fence... or aisle is willing to refute.
Okay. Number one, they voted against a tax on companies that ship your jobs overseas.
No.
That's right, America. A bill that would have eliminated a tax break that companies get when they ship your jobs over fucking seas. Republicans blocked this, allowing companies to keep the tax break they receive when they ship jobs to other countries.
Oh, you mean like those two bowl of rice Nikes?
Yes, for 15 cents an hour. Right. Hey, here's one for you.
Okay. Now, the Democrats wanted to have the political ad disclosure bill, which would have required all donors to political campaigns to reveal themselves NRA. Republicans blocked this, not once, but twice.
Well, if I was getting most of my money from, like, Sheldon Adelson in Las Vegas, I wouldn't want people to know about it. Here's another one. This one was beautiful, Randall. Okay. This one. You know when BP kind of fucked over the entire South by leaking oil on it?
What was formerly known as the Gulf of Mexico.
Yeah, that's right. Before it got deep fried by British Petroleum, killing a few people and ruining the livelihoods of thousands of families. Mm-hmm. Guess what? The Republicans voted against subpoena power for the committee investigating the BP oil spill. That's right. Subpoena power that would allow an independent committee to investigate what BP had done was disallowed the ability to subpoena evidence in the investigation because of the Republicans.
The Republicans.
Looking after who? Are they looking after the people?
The Party of Lincoln?
No.
I don't think so.
They're looking after an oil company over you. Hey, here's a good one
for
you.
All right. The Small Business Job Act.
Well, who can be against that?
This is the lubrication of the American economy. It would have given local community banks access to billions of federal dollars to loan to small businesses. The Republicans blocked this and then attempted to block it a second time, but thankfully failed.
Oh, and not only that, they're just bastards, you know that?
Oh, absolutely.
Well, I'll tell you why. The DREAM Act. Okay, fantastic. Mm-hmm. It gives immigrant youth who were brought here as children a path to citizenship by, listen, A, earning a college degree, or B, serving in the military for 2 years. Republicans said, fuck you.
Why did they block that? I don't understand.
They're already here. You might as well make them do something to stay.
But that's also why it's like, earning your stripes.
That's right. How could you be against that stupid? Look, here's one.
I want the one that you...
Here?
Yeah.
Okay, go with that.
The repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell.
Oh, God.
And in just about everywhere else in American and, thankfully, world society, people in same-sex relationships no longer have anything to be afraid of. There's no stigma left. Yet, when Obama and before him, Mr. Clinton, wanted to repeal the Don't Ask, Don't Tell rule in the military, they were against it. They wanted to repeal the law that forces gay and lesbian service members to lie about their sexuality, and it would give the military the right to discharge soldiers based on their sexuality. Discharge them. Now, Republicans blocked this so many times, the Democrats were finally able to pass it with the support of just two Republicans who had one little cell of brain cell between them, and they shared it.
Absolutely. But, I mean, you know what's crazy? You talk about little brain cell, Randall. I know people who are gay and Republican.
Oh!
This I just don't get. I'm sorry. I just don't.
What about Republican women?
Oh, man.
Last week we talked about the laws they passed against women.
Oh, by the way, it's on this list, too. Here's one, the women. You talk about the women?
How about occasionally, this one?
We're still on the list. Okay, here it is. Mm-hmm. Senator Al Franken had put an anti-rape amendment to the Defense Appropriation Bill to make it so that women raped overseas while working for foreign contractors have the right to have their case heard in an American court instead of having their case mediated by, guess what?
The company they work for.
The Republican men voted against this. Only Republican men voted against this.
But it passed.
Women, fuck you. How many times do they...
mean that figuratively.
That's
what the Republicans are thinking.
This is what they did. Yeah. They voted against the people being able to having their rapes mediated in their home country and their veterans. And by the way, they love veterans, folks.
They love it. Benefits for homeless veterans.
No, they can't.
One in four veterans in America is homeless. There was a bill to expand the benefits to homeless veterans. And homeless veterans, especially with children. And the Republicans, including John McCain, of Hanoi Hilton fame. John McCain block this.
Yeah, you know what?
Block heads. I'm sorry.
It's absolutely insane. The Affordable Health Care Act.
Oh, Obamacare.
Obamacare. Yes, Obamacare. Which, by the way, wasn't everything supposed to die when Obamacare came in?
It's going to end.
Look what Obamacare did for you. It prevents insurance companies from discriminating against you on the basis of a pre-existing condition. It requires that insurance companies spend at least 85 cents of every dollar that you pay on actual health care. And it limits health insurance companies' profit margins so they're not fucking you up the ass every time you walk into a goddamn emergency room. Mm. And the Republicans blocked this for months before it finally passed, and they vowed to repeal it when they get elected.
Look, it's rusted on. The Affordable Care Act, finally, this was started, gosh, it must have gone back to FDR or Johnson, and, you know, Billary had a version of the Australian Medicare that they put forward, but it was they were told to back off. Finally, that's in America, and thankfully, I think it's rested on. Now, healthcare. Talk about healthcare. Healthcare for 9/11 first responders.
You're kidding me.
I hate this. Why they call it 9/11? No, yes, but that's what you dial. You mean 911 first responders?
The people who went to help.
Oh no. The 911. 9/11, September 11th, the Twin Towers. Mm. The first responders, not only the first responders, everybody in New York who breathed in all the asbestos dust, they're getting mesothelioma like you wouldn't believe. The health care for 9/11 first responders bill would have provided billions of dollars in health care to help the 9/11 first responders who were at ground zero on 9/11 and are now sick because of it. Republicans blocked this.
Oh.
I don't believe it.
How about this? Look, we had a problem, the jobs problem, unemployment. They blocked the jobs bill and offset the payroll tax for a year for companies that hire new employees or people receiving unemployment insurance. Also gives tax incentives to companies hiring new employees. The Republicans blocked it just before midterm, so the unemployment would go up.
Well, it didn't go up. In fact, it's the lowest it's been in an awfully long time in the United States, but I don't understand that. By just saying, look, you don't have to pay all your payroll tax 1 year after hiring somebody new or somebody who is on unemployment, they're actually going to make money. Why would they block that?
You take the next one, babe.
Oh, Wall Street reform.
Oh, yes, we
Wall Street reform. Put stricter regulations on the banks, preventing them from becoming too big to fail. Curbs reckless spending practices, like loaning money on nothing caused by the banking crisis, and the Republicans attempted to block this.
In the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act, pumping billions of dollars into state and local governments to prevent us from sinking into a second Great Depression, they blocked that.
Why did they do that?
Oh, I don't know. Or just to be an asshole.
The oil spill liability. You know, remember Exxon Valdez, if you were old enough? This raises the liability on what companies
can be made to pay
to clean up after their oil spill. The Republicans blocked that. I think you should have to clean up your shit.
And they didn't want people to have the subpoena power to investigate the oil spill after it happened. How about immigration reform? Republicans suggested comprehensive immigration reform until Obama supported it. Republicans blocked that.
Run away!
Now, that you have right over here.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I just said the C word, but they are. Listen to this.
The Unemployment Extension Bill.
Oh, Christ.
Bill number H.R. 4213 would provide additional aid to the millions of Americans still on unemployment who are just trying to support themselves and their families. Republicans blocked this bill for 8 weeks before it finally passed. Republicans blocked this for 8 weeks.
8 weeks.
8 weeks.
Until it finally passed.
Supposedly you get the unemployment that you paid into. But sometimes you just can't get a job in that time.
They purposefully held these families hostage. And I remember this. And I cannot believe these people are venal and nasty. I'm not talking about they have a different position to me. I'm talking about if you voted against this, you're pretty fucking evil.
Yeah.
That's it. I'm sorry. Yeah. Now, look at the next one I have is, yeah, is another one. The Fair Pay Act of 2009. You know what it required? It required that if you're a woman, you receive equal pay for the same work. The Republicans blocked it.
Ah! Oh, no. Oh, equal pay for a woman to do the same job as a man? Oh, heaven forbid. You know, if men had the same problems that women had, they would all be free. They would all...
Oh, yeah, everything would be free.
No, well, I mean, like, you know, tampons and abortions. Yeah, but if men got pregnant, yeah.
Let's make no mistake. But when we were looking up these things...
Pay for equal work.
This party is not the Republican Party that I remember when you and I were growing up.
No.
These people are venal, they're nasty, and no one seems to be able to remember shit.
Yeah.
I had this fact the other day that I actually got from the net. You know that one-third, according to a recent poll in Louisiana, one-third of the Louisiana voters in the GOP blame Obama for the response to Katrina.
Which was
3 years before Obama was fucking elected!
Yeah, no, you're right.
Jesus wept! Are you fucking insane?
It's Obama's fault. But my father is like that too.
God damn it.
He says, you know, we've had we had this taken away from us. I said, no, George Bush signed that in. The law saying that unaccompanied children can come through from South America. He signed that bill in while he was still president.
I know.
And my father said, no, can't be right. Okay. And he looked it up. He said, I apologize, but, you know, yeah, I'm sorry. People really think that more has happened in this last 6 years than really has happened. Mm. Are you okay now? You really got upset there.
I got upset because, listen, I... That was
bullshit.
You know, the thing is, what I can't say is when you watch America over the time that we have watched it.
Mm. 40 years.
Yeah, but from away.
I was here before Nixon
was on. It's like
resigned.
Watching a battered wife.
Yeah.
It really is. It's like watching a battered wife. Because what you see again and again and again and again are the people in the demographic of American society who are abused the most.
Yeah.
Are literally lining up for the abuse. And that's...
And voting for
and
more
voting
abuse.
Voting for the same thing. I just don't understand.
Why are women going to vote to have their own rights taken away?
I have no idea.
Not just reproduction, not just reproductive rights. I mean, a lot of rights they're losing.
They are.
That's shocking.
Listen, we're going to be back in a moment, and we have some stuff on the Koch brothers.
The Koch brothers.
Evidently, John Stewart on the John Stewart show. The Koch
realized
brothers
one of his advertisers
was the Koch brothers.
Oh.
So this is off of John Stewart. We'll be right back in a moment.
The past couple of nights, we have noticed there is a new advertiser on the Daily Show program. No, it's not Arby's. They know they don't have to pay us for their numerous mentions. Arby's, for when you're wondering what it tastes like when a cow dies. Anyway, let's meet our new sponsor.
Industries started in the heartland. We help make better food, clothing, shelter, technologies, and other necessities. We build on each other's ideas to create more opportunities for people everywhere. We are Coke.
Wow, that's the kind of an ad that a company usually makes when it turns out a byproduct of their manufacturing process is giving young pubescent males talking nipples. But you know, who are these lovable scamp Koch brothers?
Two of the world's richest billionaires, David Koch and his brother Charles, control Koch Industries, a global energy and manufacturing giant.
Oh, so it's a family business, kind of a mom and pop, second largest privately held corporation in the country. The point is this, two brothers working together. I like that. Unless it's obviously the Menendez brothers, and then. These are not those kinds of brothers, am I right?
They've used that wealth to back conservative causes.
The billionaire brothers are expected to spend some $290 million these midterms, mostly through their complicated web of dark money organizations.
Wow, I can see why they want to portray their people as working in a smile factory or as baby tailgaters. If you can smell this, you're too close. 1-800-HOW'S-MY-POOPY-TIPE. Wow. So now that we know the Koch brothers are pouring an unending waterfall of money through a cleverly masked network of unaccountable organizations to peddle electoral influence, the ad sounds less inspiring.
We've expanded to nearly every state. Together, we are Koch.
All those who aren't Koch will be assigned to District B. The point is, clearly the Koch brothers are trying to say to our audience of not yet dying off voters, even though you may have heard certain things about the Koch brothers, how bad could they be? I mean, if they were evil, would a baby agree to appear in one of their advertisements? But of course, their ad did leave out a couple of very, very small points, most likely for lack of time. So to welcome them to the Daily Show advertising family, we did make some minor adjustments.
We're Koch Industries, not just an energy company. We're in your food, in your pants, and in your home. And if there's a way to monetize your thoughts, we'll find it. All while backing 17 shadow organizations to buy elections from Pennsylvania Avenue to Main Street. You won't always see our names on our campaign ads because the politicians we own say that's okay. With our heartfelt devotion to fossil fuels, we make your planet warmer and your water more flammable while lubricating your birds and rearranging your polar bears. We can't raise your little girl for you, but we can handpick her school board and approve her textbooks. And when she lands her first job, we'll be fighting to reduce the minimum wage because we actually believe it could lead to Nazism. Yeah, Nazism. We're that out there. We're Koch Industries, the next generation of robber barons, bending the democratic process to our will since 1980. Oh, and our brother David likes ballet.
Welcome. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Tammy Palmer, Vice President of Operations and Deep Feels for the inspirational content sharing website, Upworthy. Our first year of business got your attention. Our second was heartbreakingly beautiful. And our third will blow you away. Introducing Upworthy's all-new digital home streaming service, Cry Motherfuckers. Now you can experience Upworthy's short bursts of expertly packaged emotional content 24 hours a day. But don't take it from me.
6 weeks ago, I was gonna kill myself. And then I found a website.
I have a rare disorder that prevents me from being able to feel an emotion unless I'm directly told to feel that emotion, usually by an easily digestible video placed right in front of me. Cry, motherfucker, changed everything.
Usually when I cry in my living room, it's because I realize that I'm gonna die alone in a sea of cats. Buckets.
Cry, motherfuckers, brings you all of Upworthy's biggest hits, including Bully Calls News Anchor Fat, News Anchor Destroys Him on Live TV, and Three-Legged Dogs That Save People from Fires.
Really, I feel nothing, but I can't stop sobbing. It's almost mechanical.
Thanks to Cry Motherfucker, I know everything's gonna be okay. But I found it.
I'm feeling something!
Cry Motherfuckers brings emotions directly to you, relieving you of the burden of having to go out and engage the world and actually experience them yourself. So what are you waiting for? Sign up for Cry Motherfuckers today. And cry, motherfucker.
And thanks to the Jon Stewart Show and Second City. Cry, motherfucker.
Well, this is terrific because technically our entire show has been filled with anti-public service announcements.
Yes, it has.
Which I think is terrific because I think satire is just a wonderful form of political expression. Like, don't vote on November 4th.
Well, I hope they're
enjoying. Us give you all the emotions that will make you a valid human being on Cry Motherfucker. Upworthy Cry Motherfucker.
I think it's just hilarious. But anyway, listen, you had some stuff that you wanted to get into.
Oh, yeah.
Listen, there's a bee in your bonnet, Randall.
Well, there is.
And guys, listen, wait. There's a bee in Randall's bonnet.
My father sent me a joke. Yeah. Now, my father...
Tell the people.
Okay, well, I'm telling the people out there.
Okay.
Because I know there's more than just you listening.
It's not just me. It's everybody.
My father lives in the United States. Right. I've lived here in Australia for 40 years. We go back and forth, and we correspond almost daily just to keep my name in the will sort of thing. But the point is that he sends me political jokes because he likes to put the wind up me.
Is it successful then?
Well, it is and it isn't, because most of the stuff he sends me is just crap. But I thought I'd share this one. This one arrived while we were recording the
show. While we're recording the show. Okay, here it is.
I stopped by the Ford dealership yesterday for a look at the new F-150 pickup. Just for fun, I took it out for a test drive. I wanted to sense the new feel before they became extinct. The salesman was a young black man wearing an Obama change lapel pin. He sat in the passenger seat describing the truck and all of its wonderful options. The seats were of particular interest. He explained that the seats directed warm air to your butt in the winter and cool air to your butt in the summer. Feeling like messing with him, I mentioned that, well, that must be a Republican truck. Whoa. He looked a little bit angry, and he asked why I thought it was a Republican truck. And I said, well, if it were an Obama truck, the seats would blow smoke up your ass all the year round. I had to walk back to the dealership. This guy had no sense of humor. Do you notice it was Republican and Obama, not Republican and Democrat? Isn't that just terrible?
But this is the guy that we talked about. That's your dad.
My dad, yeah.
Well, you love your dad, of course. Well, absolutely.
But he's a racist son of a bitch.
Oh,
like, you know, King Obama, Hussein,
but how
King
many,
Obama, all that shit.
How many do you think out there have this problem?
That
you love him, but...
But I've seen his forwarding list on his emails, and it's all my high school teachers and shit like that.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, because he used to teach at the high school I went.
Where did you go to school again?
In California, Santa Barbara, Dos Pueblos High School.
Oh, really?
Yeah, near Isla Vista.
Wow.
They have their own drive-by shooting now. They're famous.
Well, that's it.
Yeah.
Ah, fabulous.
Used to be. Can I tell you some more jokes? My father sent me some more jokes.
Oh, your father sent you some more jokes, Randy.
He says, my father, who's 84 years young, by the way.
Yeah, 84 years old.
Love you, Dad.
So.
The most of our generation were homeschooled. My father says, my mother taught me to appreciate a job well done. If you're going to kill each other, do it outside. I've just finished cleaning.
That's
my
kinda,
mother taught
kinda,
me religion.
Kind of cold, isn't it?
My mother taught me religion.
Yeah.
You better pray that comes out of the carpet. My father taught me about time travel.
Yeah.
If you don't straighten up, I'm going to knock you into the middle of next week.
Yeah. You remember when they used it? Yeah.
My father taught
like
me logic. Yeah. Because I said so. That's why.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
My mother taught me more logic. If you fall out of that swing and break your neck, you're not going to the store with me.
These jokes aren't really, you know, like
funny.
Are
my
they?
Mother taught me. My mother taught me. My mother taught me foresight.
They're kind of informative.
No. Don't talk over me. My mother taught me foresight.
Yes.
Make sure you wear clean underwear in case you're in an accident. Mm-hmm. My father taught me irony. Yep. Keep crying, and I'll give you something to cry about.
Okay. Yeah.
That's irony. My mother taught me the science of osmosis. Keep your mouth shut and eat your supper. These aren't funny, are they?
No.
You know why they're not funny?
Yeah, really. It's like, I understand Michael Loftus needs somebody to work with him.
I just thought these were a bit nostalgic because, my parents really used to say this shit.
I know. And then,
if you don't stop crying, I'm going to beat the shit out of you.
But you see, all the people like that are of our generation... Actually, my parents said exactly those things. And now when I hear them, it hurts. Inside.
My mother taught me about behavior modification. Stop acting like your father.
They're not jokes. They're kind of just threats.
Observations. My mother taught me all about my roots.
Yeah.
Shut the door behind you. Do you think you were born in a barn?
You see, that's informative. Yeah. It's like, my mother. What kind of structure am I actually in?
Yeah, okay. Look, I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen.
Don't apologize.
You
have nothing to apologize about.
Well, did I lower the tone at all?
No, that's impossible.
There's nowhere to go but up.
Actually did have something that you brought in that I was very curious about. Was the
The walk around New York?
Yeah, because there was actually this thing that went viral the other day.
Okay, 25 million hits. Just in the short version, Young Turks picked up on it. It went totally viral. Basically, using one of those little Go cams, you know, the little miniature cameras that you put on the, your helmets and your bicycling. They put it on the back of somebody walking around New York. And this young actress, attractive girl, walked around New York. And in the 10 hours that she walked around, she was hit on. Or they believe was hit on over 100 times.
That is just crazy. And we got a little bit of audio.
We got a little bit of the audio from it. Again, go onto YouTube if you want to see the visual, because it really is quite astounding.
And you have daughters, and I have daughters.
Yeah, we both have daughters, and it's true, you know. And then our dear friend, the gift who keeps on giving, the guy who didn't go to Costa Rica when Obamacare came in, thankfully. Rush Limbaugh.
Oh God!
Responded to it.
Responded to it, and
we've got that as well. So
we got that as well.
So this is really kind of a setup, ladies and gentlemen.
It is a setup, but I got to tell you something, right? It is like, and let me just say, I think that you agree. Just say it.
I'll decide whether I friggin' agree with it or not, bully.
What I'm just saying is that, as a father of a girl, I was really kind of shocked.
Yeah. But it's true. I'm the father of three daughters, grown, very independent, very strong-willed daughters. But it's true. And I tell my students at work, when you go for a job interview and you're being interviewed by a woman, don't scope her tits. Because guys normally do that. They do what I call
the... You just scope my tits.
I was going to demonstrate as the 30-degree drop, where you're looking at somebody and making eye contact, which is a good positive listening thing. And then your eyes drop 30 degrees to look at her hooters. Don't do that. Because women do notice.
Well, I did that, I think, when I was younger. But it's like now I'm just...
You do it. It's involuntary.
I'm just too tired.
Guys just do it.
No, I don't.
Yeah, you just appreciate a nice pair of puppies on a leash. And you just want to... Anyway, go on. Play the audio. Play the audio, William. Dig me out of this hole.
No, man. You keep going on that one. Okay, here it is. This is Walk Around New York, and this is the cut.
10 hours, 118 hits.
Okay, here it is.
How are you today? Wow. That's not good.
Wow.
Huh? What's up, beautiful? Have a good day.
Hey, what's up, girl? How you doing? Somebody's acknowledging you. She said, hey, what's up?
Hey, baby.
Hey, beautiful.
How are you this morning?
Have a nice evening.
Nice. Damn.
This was never, ever supposed to happen again, folks. This was fixed back in the 60s and 70s. And what was supposedly going to fix this, we have a name for it. It's called feminism. The feminists of the early feminists, the feminazis of the modern era, led the charge against this wolf whistle cat call business. This is an exact replay. Those of you who are 50 and over, you know exactly what I'm talking about. This is not new. In fact, it was not new in the 60s. It's been happening since there were men and women. There's nothing new in this. What is new is that feminism in the 60s and 70s was supposed to wipe this out. Feminism was going to take care of this. It was going to stop the objectifying of women. It was going to stop the brutish behavior and the predatory behavior of men. It was going to promote the equality of women. It was going to make it so that men were never, ever going to feel comfortable doing this again. They would be shamed. They would be shunned. Society would want nothing to do with them. It was never, ever going to happen again. So what we are living here in the middle of is the failure, a massive failure of modern-day feminism. Modern-day feminism was going to protect women from this kind of mean-spirited, extremist, boorish, predatory behavior, and it hasn't. Because now a video of a woman walking the streets in New York, getting catcalls and so forth, has gone viral. Now, people misunderstand me and the women's movement. I love the women's movement, especially when walking behind it. People think that I am biased against it, but I'm not. You put me in the right place, I'm all for the women's movement. But it has failed in this instance. And what it's trying to do, do you think this is accidental? With a war on women going on, and we are a week out from an election, we got a budding actress. And her, that's what the woman that did this, a budding actress, and she's got a website where she has a bio. And on her bio, she proudly announces that she has a bust size of 34 double D. This woman puts it out there.
Oh, my God.
She's putting it out there. Oh, God. When I was young, I was so young.
And there is so many people
she
out there.
She proudly states her bust is a 34 double D.
She has to do that.
She's a model, yes, for goodness sake.
She's a model and she's an actress. That's on her website because that's what she does. Yeah. All right? She has to have, like, I was an actor at one time, and I had to put my
measurements
on
that
I want
too,
people
yeah.
to rape me. You fucking idiot.
Yeah.
I mean,
I like the feminist movement, but it's only when I'm standing behind it, so I can see its ass jiggling there. That's what I want to see.
You know what's just
terrifying? The feminazi's ass. It looks great.
You know what's just terrifying, Randall?
What?
Thank you for saying
that. That was a feed.
That was a feed. That's terrifying, Randall. There are people listening to this, and what he does in this announcement that you brought in is, A, he blames the feminist movement for men being assholes.
Yeah.
Then he blames or victimizes or tries to demonize or slutify the woman who dared put out the thing. It's not you being the fucking asshole, Rush. It's not the people out there who never got the fact that slathering over women as they walk down the street like pieces of meat is not fun for them.
Hey, listen,
and
she was
disgusting.
Asking for it. She was asking for it, Bill. She dressed like a slut, and she was asking for it.
That's what we're talking about.
No, I was doing Rush Limbaugh.
Yeah, that's right.
I love the feminist movement, especially when I'm walking behind it.
Oh.
The feminazis.
Can you imagine, by the way, girls... The thing that would probably, I think, as if you wanted to control births in America, pass out pictures of Rush.
Yeah,
because that's like the opposite of erotic. Yeah. It's like, have you ever seen this bloated asshole?
What is the opposite of erotic?
I don't know, Baba the Fett? You know,
No, there must be a word for...
Rush Limbaugh.
Yeah, okay.
That's the opposite of erotic.
Listen, I was playing a little etymology here, I'm sorry.
Because you know, all those women are just going... give me some more of that rush.
Yeah.
Mm.
Okay. Now we're going to have another word from a voice that I'm sure you will remember.
Yeah, you will.
This is the president that you had for 8 years, and you always wanted to be the real president because you had that other asshole in the White House, George W. Bush.
Hello, I'm Martin Sheen on behalf of Medicare and Social Security and the Democrats who support them. You know, some Republicans have been in opposition to Medicare and Social Security from the very beginning. They tried to stop Presidents Roosevelt and Lyndon Johnson from passing both programs. And since then, they've tried to shrink or eliminate the benefits these programs offer people like you and me. They've even tried to privatize Social Security and encourage people to invest on Wall Street instead of contributing towards a guaranteed retirement check. Unfortunately, when the markets crashed 6 years ago, many seniors lost their savings, but they did not lose their Social Security. Now Republicans are going after our health care. They want to get rid of that law that stops insurance companies from refusing coverage when you get sick or from pre-existing conditions. They want to repeal the expanded prescription drug coverage under Medicare, and they're willing to let insurance companies charge higher rates for women than for men. So let's face it. If Republicans win the congressional elections in November, Medicare and Social Security could be in danger. As your senator, Allison Lundergan Grimes will fight to protect these basic health protections and our Social Security. So tell Allison you support her promise to keep Social Security and Medicare strong.
Hello, everybody. I'm Stephen Hall. You probably recognise the sight of my voice from my occasional guest appearances on some of the sillier episodes of The Bill Show. Anyway, I've created this new creative writing game for iPhone and iPad. It's called Step by Step Story, and it's based on the old game where two people write a story together, back and forth, turn by turn, one paragraph at a time. Step by Step Story. It's available now on the Apple App Store for iPhone and iPad, and in its introductory period, it's currently free, completely free, to download. But when we do start charging for it, we will be donating a percentage of all profits to the World Literacy Foundation. So download Step by Step Story today. Invite a friend and start writing a story together. You never know where it'll take you. Step by Step Story. What will your story be?
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, it's the sound of that music. The Numazin commentary we listen to over here at The Bill Show because we hate our own heads. It's our tinfoil hat segment here tonight. You like the X-Files theme, don't you?
I really do because it really brings back lots of memories.
Yeah, but your memories are kind of like...
So the guy that used to tear up paper and lick it. And
who did?
Because he was like, he ate people's livers. He built hives.
I missed that episode.
He was the guy that could go through under doors and things.
You know, I met Scully.
Oh yeah,
yeah, I did. She was here in Australia when it was really big.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
She's tiny.
Oh yeah,
she's tiny.
Oh, very
woman,
little.
Tiny,
yeah, 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 yeah,
little,
yeah,
tiny, little, little,
very
tiny
little.
Woman.
Yeah,
yeah, but I mean, God, sexy.
Mm, yeah. But she's a POM, you know? A lot of people don't realize that.
Yeah, yeah.
She's a POM, and she still does lots of stage work in England. And when she went on to, what was it, Downton Abbey?
Yeah.
Whatever it is.
Downton Abbey.
Yeah, I know. But
I know, there, Governor. Downton Abbey.
Yeah. But when she went on, they go, oh, you got an American on it. Well, guess what? She wasn't American. Just like the guy that plays the lead in Walking Dead's a POM. You know,
Palm is English, by the way.
Oh, Palm, yeah,
prisoner, Palm is English.
Prisoner of Her Majesty.
She's English.
Yeah.
You know,
why
would I want to watch Downton Abbey? Though
the leads,
I don't want to watch. If I wanted to watch, television coverage of a bunch of rich bastards,
what about?
I would elect Mitt Romney.
True Blood,
yeah.
Has got vampires. You've got a Kiwi. You've got an Australian.
Kiwi's
and you've got
New
a Palm, New Zealander. You've got all these other nationalities.
Yeah, I know.
Playing the leads in that series.
Hey, did you bring a tinfoil hat?
I did, too.
Because I did. I played the music.
No, I want you to do yours first.
Okay. Well, mine is that really...
He's crazy.
He's not crazy, but he's kind of evil.
Lindsey Graham cracker.
Lindsey Graham was... he was at a function the other day, and if you ever wondered... Lindsey Graham, who's the... He's the salute to Tennessee Williams that we now have in the U.S. Senate. Lindsey Graham.
Yeah.
My.
He depends on the kindness of strangers.
Yeah, I love when John Stewart does the Lindsey Graham gentleman call us. Well, Lindsey was making a little humor with some of his friends, and he actually told the truth. It's another kind of Romney moment.
Oh, the 47%.
No, but this one, he was asked basically, first of all, he started cracking jokes about Methodists and Baptists, which I'm sure in the born-again community or the religious community are very hilarious. And then he said, what kind of people were going to do well in a Lindsey Graham presidency?
Ooh.
I've tried to help you with your tax status. I'm sorry the government's so f***ed up. If I get to be president, white men who are in male-only clubs are going to do great in my presidency.
Yes, that's right. Lindsey says white men and men-only clubs are going to do very well in his presidency.
Are there any men-only clubs left apart from the Atlanta golf club?
Lindsey, come out. Come out of the closet,
Lindsey. Are you kidding?
Come on, come out. Come out, really, seriously.
You think so?
Yeah, let me do this. I want to do this, what he just said, as Truman Capote.
Would he be the first gay...
White men... In men-only clubs, you're going to do very well in a Lindsey Graham presidency. And I think that's more or less true.
I think so.
But it's also, get it? White.
White men only clubs.
You know, there are people, I'm sure there are people who have existed in this world who are black and have voted for Lindsey Graham.
I'm sure there. Yes, there are. And obviously, who are voting Republican.
Someone has to vote for this guy. Anyway, that's my tinfoil hat. I love that moment in which he just said, well, y'all that are white and you're gods, I love you.
Yeah, you're sweet. Okay, now.
Not that there's anything wrong with that. Just come out of the closet, Lindsey.
My tinfoil hat this week, young William.
Yeah.
My tinfoil hat is someone we visited, or we discovered last week on the Bill Show, and that's Michael Loftus.
Oh, no, you didn't bring more,
yes.
Michael.
Oh, this, yes.
More Loftus laughter.
Well, it's weekly, so weekly half-hour show. I don't see why we can't.
Oh,
he only does it once a week and not once a day like Mr. Stewart. And this is supposedly, the flip side is the...
Answer to Jon Stewart.
Answer to Jon Stewart for conservatives.
So, you said it was recorded in Texas?
Yeah, it's in Texas.
Oh, God.
And yeah, I wish I could show you. You have to go on to YouTube. But the opening, you know, where they pan across the audience, white.
No shit.
Blonde.
No shit.
White.
Aryans.
Yes.
Aryans laughing together. Yeah.
And it's so lame and it's so forced. And they just keep the same pan because I'm sure they don't laugh or clap that often.
Kind of like the Republican National Convention.
So please, let's play the opening of Michael Loftus's first show where he sort of sets himself up.
And this is arctically bad stand-up.
Well, not just arctically bad. The point is that here he is trying to set up what he's going to do, and I think it's lame.
Well, it's what we here at the Bill Show expect from Michael. Okay, here he goes.
Michael Loftus from the flip side.
Hello. Thank you. Thank you so much. I am Michael Loftus, and this is The Flip Side. Welcome aboard. Now, this is our first episode. It's kind of a big deal. And we're thinking, like, each week I could kind of, you know, come out here and we can talk about what's happening in the world. But this being our very first show, myself and my crack writing staff, we sat down and we decided... Let's not do anything fancy. Let's just do this old school. Let's just report on the basic facts. According to a recent study, almost a quarter of people ages 18 to 49 actually get their news from comedy shows. All right? When I heard that, I was all like, I want one of those. And my friend was all like, what? And I was like, yeah, dude, let's go to Texas. Pow, pow, pow. And here we are. Because thank you. Thank you. It seems like when it comes to political TV shows, you have, like, two choices, okay? You got some goofball on Comedy Central telling you it's all going to be okay and that the government has all the answers. Or you have some old white guys telling you, it's the end of the world! Some choice, huh? So this show is the third option. Middle-aged white guys. And we're saying it's bad, but we might be able to figure a way out. Now, I'm not going to sit here every week and lecture to you, you know, America's gone crazy. But I will say this. America might want to make an appointment and talk to a specialist because America's been exhibiting some behaviors that your mother and I are very concerned about. Case in point, there's a lot of politicians going around literally saying we can spend our way out of debt, okay? On this show, that's considered crazy talk because there is no such thing as spending your way out of debt.
God.
It's so lame. It's so lame, but I promise I'll bring a little tidbit of...
it's just like white people going, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that nut job over on Comedy Central...
But the thing is that absolutely incredible is the fact that when Michael finally gets off the hilarity of his, you know, his thing, he's trying to encapsulate real lies in kind of quasi-humor by his brilliant lie writer.
Nobody,
like, for example, the lie, Randall, the lie that conservatives believe in balanced budgets. The conservatives don't spend their way out of debt. Who was that guy who did it? Reagan? Bush, who fairly well fucked your economy. The only people that have been cutting budgets responsibly in the past four presidents have been Democrats. In Absolutely. Fact, the last person...
You don't have to whisper, Democrats!
The last person who left the budget balanced was Clinton, yeah. a Democrat. Yet these people are going, that's right.
Yes, you know? But this whole argument that you can't spend your way out of debt. I mean, has anybody ever tried to... get water out of a dry pump? No, you have to pour water into the pump.
To prime the pump.
Prime the pump. And that's exactly what spending your way out of... You know, in Australia, the only economy in the world to ride the storms of 2008 and come out in the black was because they gave two stimulus packages.
Absolutely.
Where they actually gave people $1,000 each.
And let's not forget...
And they basically went out and spent it and primed the pump. And we came through it relatively unscathed.
There's a new building. There's a new school building in every public school in Australia.
Mm.
And that's because of the stimulus package. There's a new building in every public school. That's what the Labor Party did when it came to power. Mm. Now, Obama wanted to do the same thing. Couldn't do the same thing because... As we established before,
the Republicans blocked it.
Yeah. They blocked it. Listen, I just find Michael Loftus to be hilarious.
I see him as just such a... He's a great... He's taking the piss out of himself. So I'm going to bring a little bit of him every week.
Comedy from Texas.
Yeah.
Comedy from Texas. Yeah. Check it out.
A conservative comedian who really believes in what he says.
Man, it's just...
I want one of those.
Yeah.
I want one of those.
Hey, listen, well, I think that's about an hour. We got to say goodbye.
Oh, we do, too.
Yeah,
sorry, ladies. Show 106?
106. That is it. And listen, if you want to get in touch with us at the Bill Show, I don't know, maybe you got some time and you just want to write something.
Yeah. You know? Send us a note. There's a lot of ways to find us.
We're kind of lonely.
No, we're not. find us on The Bill Show.
The Bill Show on xpr@gmail.com. You can also reach us on Stitcher Radio. That's right, Stitcher Radio. The place to go if you want a show. That's right, Stitcher Radio. Over 600,000 different podcasts that you can choose from, amongst them being The Bill Show, The Week in Politics.
And there's Podbean.
That's right. Put The Bill Show, The Week in Politics in your Stitcher account and friend us on Stitcher. You can go to Podbean, which is www.expatprogressive.podbean.com. And also, we have just recently been picked up by Podbay FM.
Podbay FM, and we're on iTunes.
And we're on iTunes.
You can subscribe to us, and it will just download automatically.
And you can take us anywhere you want. Randall, thank you for bringing in some great stuff.
Thank you, William. It's been an absolute pleasure.
This is off of Randall's outgoing album of his favorites, America. Fuck yeah.
America. Bye.